Hi, this is Adam, and I'm about to do an audio boot review of a piece of technology, piece of access technology known as the Intel Reader, which I'm borrowing in order to run a training session on in a few days' time, and have been playing with all afternoon. What I'll do is I think I'll, well, what I'll do is I'll quickly give a quick explanation of how it works, what it does. Then I'll do a scan, and then I'll while it's processing the scan, I'll give you a bit more information. So the Intel Reader is a handheld OCR scanner. Essentially, you can take a picture of a book, brochure, catalog, whatever takes your fancy. It then processes any text it sees and will read it off to you within a few seconds. You can scan multiple pages, so you don't have to wait for one set of pages to be finished before you move on to the next. You can just keep on taking pictures, and eventually it'll fill up. Right, so let's actually scan a real book here. I'm about to put it through its paces with a real paperback called The Wrong Boy by Willie Russell, which is a superb novel. Love it, love it, love it. Read it once before. I'm about to read it again, I think, but not with this standard eyesight. Right, here goes. I'm just going to put the thing down on my phone and pick up the Intel Reader and take a picture. Let's see what happens next. So here we are in my hand. Let's get with a little lanyard in the way here. That's a bit of an annoyance. There's a lanyard that just about hangs in front of the camera. Right, not the best design there. But anyway, let's put the book flat if I can. It's a bit hard doing this with one hand. Two-handed, essentially. But right, here's a shoot button. Right, okay, so I've got a big focus light. I'm going to take it about a foot and a half away from the actual page. And here we go. It's about to take a picture. Let's see how it deals with it. Okay, and I can just carry on taking the next page after page after page. What I'll do here, though, is press play, which will start the processing, as it's just confirmed, in fact. Okay, so it's about maybe half the diameter of an iPod and about four times as thick. It's about 500 grams. It's not hugely heavy, but it's not hugely light either. It's not pocketable by any means. It's something you'd carry around in a little case. It's predominantly silver and black. It's got a 6x4 inch LCD screen on the front, which runs a magnified version of the text it scans as well. So you don't have to listen to the speech. You can turn it down and have it read in fairly clear black and white font. Excuse me. It shouldn't take too much longer to process. It usually does a page in around a minute or so. But as I say, you can just carry on and on and on and on until the things fill up. And then once it's done, you can transfer all your lovely files to a computer. And here we go.
And having fun. But I hate deadly white floss and darker ASCII gesture to bleeding butlines and it Charlie Kaufman chat Linux and the Oki Sting minus 3D fun. I wanted joy. But you know, Raymond, some do bummed out about his fornicating. I found out what he was up to, our operator from Cheeto, do you me? Do you know what he said why? He said, she's good fun, Vera. And you're no fun at all, Enium. Looking away into the distance, she stepped her fag out and started dishes from the table. You know Adi, I said, don't you, Raymond? Why, you know what Thomas Hardy said, Burgess, don't eat. If one said one didn't, because I knew that my excited so much. I victim at the most...
And that's just telling me that this battery is about to run down, so I'm about to charge it. But you get an idea how it scans. It's not perfect by any means. I've actually had some better results than that. That's probably about 10% less accurate than I've known it to be in the past. So we give it the benefit of the doubt. I mean, I would, because I've heard it do the same process in the same book with much better results. I think this battery is just running to its end of its life, and until I charge it, there's not much I can do about that. But anyway, that's a quick review of the Intel Reader from Intel, available at your local branch, in fact, your only branch of Tech Ready, which is at www.techready.co.uk. Goodbye.